what was your reaction like? What's it like out there now?
It's pretty hectic. I mean, you know, when I got the call, it was just me and my parents and my little brother and the dog. And dog kind of didn't have any idea what was going on. But, no, it's pretty exciting right now.
So pretty low-key, just kind of sitting and waiting around all day?
Yeah. Well, me and my dad went out and played some golf, and it was pretty relaxing. Good day up here for it. Not too sunny, and it's been a relaxing day. Just kind of been hanging out.
So, when you guys freaked out when the call came, did the dog kind of freak out too?
Yeah, we had to put him outside because he like didn't know what was going on. He was trying to like, you know, he's barking, just going crazy.
What's the dog's name?
Dog's name is Bandit.
Poor Bandit.
Yeah. He's going ballistic.
So obviously they think you can compete for the center job here. What do you what do you feel like you bring to the table?
I feel like I just bring a hard work ethic and determination that is bred into me at a young age. And I was kind of going in today with no matter what the outcome was, and I was just hoping for a chance to get somewhere and compete and make the team better. And that's just kind of my outlook today. And I was obviously stoked to get the call. And, from Coach Buckus called me. And, it's just a really great, great day so far.
You know Austin Pastor. What's your interaction been lately with him? Have you talked to him today yet?
Yeah. He shot me a text. Obviously, it's been a little crazy, and just congratulating me. And I've always looked up to Austin. I played with him for my first year starting, and he was kind of a role model to me. And I'm excited to get down there and get to play with him again. He's a great dude.
Are you kind of a little disappointed you didn't get invited to the combine?
I mean, it's little things like that in life that kind of put a chip on your shoulder and make you work a little harder. So in the grand scheme of things, I'm not too worried about it. I just, hopefully prove someone wrong and show them that maybe I should have been there.
I mean, it's kind of weird. You started the last 37 games, you're a three-year starter, 50-year senior, quickness, size. You figure out why they weren't rating you higher?
I try not to get in the minds of the guys who know what they're doing, and hopefully they're wrong on me. But, I had a great time in Virginia. I felt like I put my best tape out there, and obviously, Jacksonville was, thought something looked good, pretty good on it, and that's all that really matters to me right now.
There was some thought that you started the year at guard, and you're not as natural there, so maybe the scouts didn't appreciate you because you're playing more than one position or something like that. How'd you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't want to like try to get in the minds of the scouts, and they're evaluating a ton of guys, and they've been doing it a long time, so they get paid a lot of money to do what they do, and I respect their opinions. And it just happened to be that there were guys ahead of me that they wanted to see at the combine, and that just is what it is. Hopefully, I can prove them wrong.
Had you started looking at possible landing spots as an undrafted free agent?
Yeah, my phone was ringing, and in contact with my agent, just looking at rosters and seeing where the best possible fit might be for me. But
was Jacksonville? Go ahead.
We were hoping, and we kind of had the idea that it wasn't going to come to that, and thankfully it didn't. I'm excited to be a Jaguar.
Was Jacksonville on your radar given Brad Meester's retirement and whatnot?
Yeah, and they actually had me down for a pre-draft visit a couple weeks ago, and it was just a day trip, but it was a great experience, and got to meet a lot of the personnel in the office, and that kind of put them on the radar, and there's a great energy around there, and I've heard a lot through Austin about that staff and how they do things, and I'm really excited to be a part of it.
You ever played for anybody like Gus?
I'll tell you what, it might have been like my last like hockey coach back when I was a little peewee, but he is high energy, and it's real exciting. I mean, he had me in there for about 5-10 minutes in his meeting room, and I was ready to run through a wall when I was done, so I'm excited to get in there.
How'd you go from hockey to football, or did you do both simultaneously?
I didn't really play football until high school, so okay. It was hockey and basketball growing up, and hockey is an expensive hobby, so mom and dad kind of pushed me towards basketball, and the 6'6 white guy who can't jump a lick doesn't really make it too far in basketball, so the natural progression was to football.
That sounds right, yeah, okay.
Are you native of Virginia?
Yeah, the D.C. area. I grew up in Maryland. I was born and raised in Maryland and lived in Virginia the last 10 to 12 years.
They play much hockey in Virginia? I didn't think it was a big hockey hotbed.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's low-key, but it lets the good athletes like me kind of dominate a little bit.
Not a lot of competition in hockey in Virginia, I guess.
I could wear my jersey in, you know, fourth grade and kind of tell the girls that I was pretty good, and, you know, they didn't know any better, so.
You have any siblings?
Yeah, I'm the middle of two brothers.
Your two brothers play?
No, they're past their athletic primes, but I think they live vicariously through me.
And did your dad play?
Yeah, he was a basketball tennis player up at Frostburg State in college, and kind of a skinnier guy, but never got into football, I guess.
Hey, good stuff, man. We'll see you next week. Appreciate it. Thank you. Congrats.
Absolutely. Thank you.